WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Almost 6 out of every 10 deaths from COVID-19 in Virginia have happened at nursing homes, according to one report. Meanwhile, courts in Virginia resume hearing non-emergency cases, and that includes eviction lawsuits. Hospitals in the Commonwealth may now resume normal operations, but that does not mean things are back to normal. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, May 18th. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 is now more than 90,000 people, and just over 1,000 of those deaths have occurred in Virginia. And the Roanoke Times reports that nearly 60% of those deaths in the Commonwealth were in nursing homes and assisted living centers. Governor Ralph Northam's office refuses to name the homes where cases have been identified or where they are located. Dr. Norman Oliver, the state's health commissioner, said lawyers from Attorney General Mark Herring's office told him that state code extends the same health privacy rights to nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and other group homes as it does to individual human beings. He says that means state agencies cannot disclose health-related information about those facilities. But local news outlets have investigated major outbreaks at facilities in Harrisonburg and Luray and others around the state. After criticism of the way it has reported COVID-19 test results, Virginia's health department is now releasing case data broken down by the type of test used. Last week, officials began separating the data into results from two different types of tests, diagnostic tests and antibody tests, according to a statement from the Virginia Department of Health. Journalists and experts raised concerns last week that combining the data could confuse the assessment of the virus's spread. Diagnostic tests look for traces of the virus in samples gathered from a patient's nose or throat using swabs. Antibody tests look for proteins in the blood that indicate whether a patient was previously infected. Some scientists question the reliability of antibody tests, which make up less than 9% of the overall tests recorded in Virginia's data, the department said in its statement. Many of Virginia's courts will resume hearing non-emergency cases today, and that includes eviction lawsuits. With judges facing a backlog of cases, tenants and legal advocates are bracing for what's to come. Virginia Public Radio's Kat Modlin Jackson reports.
The eviction hearings will resume in spite of a CARES Act moratorium in place through July 25th. That's because the mandate only applies to landlords with a federally backed mortgage, according to Marty Wegbright at the Central Virginia Legal Aid Society.
And that's only about a third of tenancies in Virginia.
The remainder are subject to state rules. Earlier this month, the Virginia Supreme Court ordered judges to grant continuances liberally for those impacted by COVID-19. Wegbright says many defendants aren't aware of this.
A right that is not known is no better than no right that exists at all.
The recent Supreme Court order does not provide guidance on how to conduct a public outreach campaign. It does, however, encourage courts to minimize crowding and conduct remote hearings when possible. Ultimately, it's up to each local court to decide when it's safe to resume operations. I'm Kat Modlin Jackson.
Many houses of worship remained empty over the weekend, even though most of the state has entered the first phase of a gradual reopening set in place by Governor Ralph Northam. Under Phase 1 restrictions now, places of worship are allowed to hold services at 50% capacity. But the Roanoke Times reports several mainline denominations in the state have directed members to hold off hosting in-person services. Those directives come as non-essential businesses across the state began to reopen on Friday after Northam eased restrictions prompted by the pandemic. The Episcopal Diocese of Virginia will allow services to be live-streamed from inside churches starting on May 24th. Similarly, the Virginia Conference of the United Methodist Church allowed drive-in services over the weekend for some churches. A few others will be able to host services for groups of fewer than 25 people beginning May 24th. Well, despite the postponement of in-person commencement ceremonies at the University of Virginia, some graduating seniors returned to campus on Saturday. Graduates wearing their caps and gowns took selfies on the university's famous lawn, even though campus police discouraged people from gathering there. Instead of in-person ceremonies, the university in Charlottesville hosted a virtual ceremony on Saturday that included remarks by school president Jim Ryan and appearances by singer Dave Matthews and cellist Yo-Yo Ma. More than 7,000 students received degrees this year. UVA expects to host in-person events on the lawn either this fall or next spring, depending on the pandemic's progression. Similarly, James Madison University has postponed its in-person spring commencement until August. Well, the families cooped up and restless, pick-your-own strawberry patches are an increasingly popular way to get outdoors, from partner station VPM, Charles Fishburne, reports.
Visitors at Robbie Vaughn's farm in Virginia Beach have gone from 2,500 this time last year to 15,000, one woman told him.
First time they've been out of the house in a month and a half, and they actually feel normal.
And Steve Gallmeyer says picking is good.
Fruits are at the point where I think they're really going to be popping.
Considered essential businesses, U-Pick Farms have extra safety and social distancing measures. Strawberry rows are already 6 feet apart. Gallmeyer has his Henrico farm laid out in grids. And they've taped off tables and chairs.
Come out, enjoy the fresh air, enjoy being able to pick some fresh fruit, but then you got to go.
There are dozens of sites listed at pickyourown.org, and they're all required to adhere to safety guidelines. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Finally today, COVID-19 remains a threat here in Virginia, but officials have told hospitals it's okay to resume normal operations. That will not mean going back to the way things were 3 months ago. As Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman reports in the first part of a series, medical care may never be the same.
When the new coronavirus hit, hospitals around the state moved quickly to prepare, canceling elective surgeries, tests, and procedures, telling most patients to stay home. Dr. Tracy Hoke is the chief of quality and performance improvement at the University of Virginia's Medical Center.
We've basically redesigned healthcare in a matter of weeks.
While mainstream medicine had been reluctant to embrace telemedicine, that was the obvious answer to continued care during a pandemic. At VCU's Medical Center, Dr. Ron Clark said regulations pertaining to privacy were relaxed, making the transition easy.
Concerns about HIPAA and personal health information and having a secure line that you can go through, that was, quite frankly, a big logistical hurdle for many providers. Once that went away, people adapted to the technology readily.
Patients liked the convenience, and once Medicare and insurance companies started paying on a par with office visits, providers got on board.
We're now doing roughly 1,600 telehealth visits a day. So about 40% of our prior COVID volume is now by telephone, by Zoom, by other technologies that allows us to reach out and continue to provide care.
Hospitals were also forced to rethink infection control. Social distancing and masks may be the new normal to protect against COVID-19 and about 200 other viruses commonly circulating through the human population. At VCU, a greeter asks people if they've been exposed or have symptoms of the disease. Those being admitted will be tested. Everyone must wear masks, and CEO Ron Clark says patients will notice a constant effort to disinfect.
As they come in, they will probably see people cleaning the environment, surfaces and all the public areas, be they handrails or elevator buttons or door handles, what have you.
At Carilion Clinic, Dr. Mike Nussbaum says they've rearranged the furniture to assure that seats in waiting rooms are at least 6 feet apart. If they can, patients are advised to come alone.
Whoever brings them can either wait in their car or wait somewhere close by, and we'll call them. We'll include them in any discussions about the procedures that they're having, but we're really trying to limit the number of people in our waiting rooms, in our hospitals right now.
Not only is that good medicine, but it's good PR. Doing things to reassure a nervous public, told by national media about the chaos and contagion at New York City hospitals before COVID arrived here. At the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association, which represents 110 medical centers, spokesman Julian Walker says people need to know it's safe to come in. Even at large metropolitan hospitals, there are relatively few patients with the new coronavirus, isolated from people with other medical concerns.
Whether it's a surgical procedure or whether, you know, you're an expecting family with a new baby to welcome into the world, or whether you have a health emergency, you know, if you need medical treatment that requires a level of acute care that can only be provided at a hospital, you should seek that care. But there are some people that are still reluctant to do that out of concerns about the pandemic.
Reassuring those people will be key to the future of medical centers in Virginia. The toll that COVID-19 has taken on their financial health in our next report. I'm Sandy Hausman.
And we will have that report tomorrow. tomorrow. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Monday.